A mysterious illness in China could come from the same virus family as SARS. Here's What to Know by Hilary Leung in Hong Kong. Chinese officials believe they have identified the mysterious disease that has sickened dozens of people in the central city of Wuhan. Preliminary assessment conducted by a team of experts found a new form of coronavirus in 15 cases, according to state broadcaster CCTV. Suspected cases of the virus have also been reported in Hong Kong and South Korea, resulting in heightened concern from public health officials. Most coronaviruses result in mild symptoms, including upper respiratory tract infections like the common cold, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. But the classification of the disease puts it in the same family as severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, and the Middle East respiratory syndrome, MERS, both of which killed hundreds during their outbreaks. SARS started in mainland China and spread as far as the U.S. and Canada, causing over 700 deaths worldwide during the 2003 epidemic. All six known coronaviruses that have been found in humans can spread between people. Leo Poon, a virologist and SARS expert at the University of Hong Kong, tells Time. But what exactly the source of the virus is, what it looks like, we still don't know, he adds. Coronaviruses can be spread through the air by coughing and sneezing and through close personal contact, according to the CDC. Wuhan's health bureau said earlier there is no evidence of human-to-human transmission in this outbreak. The outbreak comes ahead of the Chinese New Year holiday later this month, known for the world's largest annual migration of people, with millions across China traveling home to visit their families. However, experts say that as long as there are no new cases discovered between now and then, there is not additional cause for concern. The World Health Organization, WHO, also made the classification. The initial information about the pneumonia cases in Wuhan pointed to a coronavirus as a possible pathogen causing this cluster, the emailed statement read. The mysterious strain has been linked to a seafood market that has been closed for sanitation since January 1st, and medical experts are still attempting to learn more about the illness. Here's what to know about the virus. How serious is the pneumonia outbreak? According to Wuhan's health bureau, 59 patients have been diagnosed with the virus, including 7 in critical condition as of Sunday. Some of the patients operated stalls at the seafood market. All of the patients are in quarantine, and 163 people who had been in close contact with them have been placed under medical observation. The World Health Organization says symptoms include fever and difficulty breathing. How fast is it spreading? The first case was discovered in Wuhan on December 12th, the city's health bureau says. On Thursday, Hong Kong's hospital authority said there were 48 cases of patients hospitalized with fever, respiratory infection, or pneumonia symptoms after visiting Wuhan. All of them were in stable condition. South Korea reported Wednesday that a Chinese woman who had visited Wuhan on a business trip has been diagnosed with pneumonia. How are the authorities outside China responding? Governments are stepping up precautionary measures in the wake of the outbreak. Hong Kong's hospital authority has imposed shorter visiting hours at hospitals and is requiring all visitors to wear face masks. The city has also enhanced the airport's thermal imaging system to screen the temperatures of travelers coming from Wuhan. Additional manpower has been assigned to the train station that connects the city to mainland China to carry out temperature checks. Singapore's Ministry of Health announced Thursday that it is implementing temperature screenings for travelers arriving on flights from Wuhan, and infrared temperature screening devices have been installed at 4 Thailand airports that serve daily flights from Wuhan. Taiwan's Centers for Disease Control has asked doctors and airport quarantine officials to notify the Bureau of patients who have traveled to Wuhan and exhibit any symptoms. The World Health Organization, WHO, says it is monitoring the situation and in close contact with national authorities in China. On Tuesday, the U.S. Embassy issued a low-level alert for travel to Wuhan. Could this evolve into a large-scale outbreak like SARS? Experts say that if the virus in Wuhan is capable of spreading from person to person, the outbreak is concerning and could cause a regional epidemic. Still, the fact that there have not been any deaths so far, 10% of those who contracted SARS in 2003 died, could mean that the situation will not take a more serious turn, Poon, the virologist at the University of Hong Kong, says. There have also not been any outbreaks of the virus at hospitals, with no known cases of clinical workers getting infected. This suggests that if there is human-to-human transmission, that the rate of it is quite low, Poon adds. Yuan Kwok-yong, a microbiologist at the University of Hong Kong, says there have been marked advances in scientific research and laboratory diagnostic capabilities since the SARS outbreak over a decade ago. That Chinese scientists were able to identify the mystery disease as a coronavirus less than a month after the discovery, he says, is a positive sign. It is highly unlikely that this will lead to a major 2003-like epidemic, Yuan says, though we cannot be complacent.